It was my 13-year-old daughter who tipped me off to the danger of a single story. That's the title of a TED Talk by Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie, a Nigerian novelist. Middle school teachers here use it to jumpstart conversations about identity. You can find the video online, but here's a taste of it.
I recently spoke at a university where a student told me that it was such a shame that Nigerian men were physical abusers like the father character in my novel. I told him that I had just read a novel called American Psycho. And that it was such a shame that young Americans were serial murderers.
You get the idea. We make assumptions all the time about whole groups of people based on a single story. And those assumptions can be damaging.
So can we talk about Gilly while we're doing this? Let's talk about your research editorial topic.
Jenny Chung teaches 8th grade social studies here in Cambridge. She's asked some of her students to hang out after school to tell me their experiences with the danger of a single story. Christelle Percival is Haitian American.
I know how it feels, because I get a lot of assumptions that I'm like this ghetto girl and stuff like that.
Do you want to say more about that?
People think I'm loud and disrespectful and ignorant because I'm black. They think I'm ghetto. So just because of my race, they think that that's what I am.
Gilly Dannenberg moved to the U.S. from Israel in second grade.
People see me as white, and that's like all I am. I can't be anything else. I have to be white. I have to like these certain things. And if I don't, I'm like not white. But if I do, I'm a white girl.
What does it mean in that context to be a white girl?
To be a white girl is like, it's someone who always drinks like Starbucks. They go shopping. They're so reckless and they're just like brainless.
A different kind of stereotype falls on Betty Darija.
Since I'm Ethiopian, people call me like a runner, and it's not who I am. And like, I remember last year, it was a joke, but my friend Valentine, he'd always call me African legs. And I find it funny, but it's always like, I hate when people are always like labeling me as like a runner, and like my dad's always like, you should do track, and I'm like, I don't run, like it's not my thing.
Noor El-Qadda is Palestinian American.
Because I'm a Muslim and I wear a headscarf, people like walk down the street and like just pick on me, saying that I'm a terrorist, and if I have a bomb in my bag, and when am I gonna do it?
When the kids hear Noor's story, the room gets quiet. Another girl, Sumaya Mahi, whose parents are from Bangladesh, has a similar tale.
I was coming home from the mosque, and it was like late at night with my sister and my neighbor. And then it was like we were passing by the library, and there's like a parking lot. And then there was these two guys, and they walked out of their car, and they called us a terrorist. And then I didn't really think about it much, but then it got to me. And then I turned around, and I told them, yeah, I'm a... Okay, this is kind of bad, but I told them, yeah, I'm coming after you.
The laughter helps the stories flow, even though they aren't funny. There's a lot of pain in this room. The teachers help make the kids feel safe by sharing their stories, too. Here's Jenny Chung.
As a Chinese American, I talk a lot about how I get asked constantly, what's the question I always get asked?
Where are you from?
I get asked that a lot, and when I say I'm from California, because I was born in California, often people, that's not what they're really asking, right? And so the conversation has to continue and continue, and it doesn't end until I say, my parents are born in Hong Kong, my grandparents are from China, and that's what people are really interested in. And this idea that sometimes I feel like I can't be from here, I have to be from somewhere else, I'm this perpetual foreigner.
Chung's colleague, Woodley Pierre-Louis, is with us too. She teaches 8th grade English language arts and works closely with Chung.
I myself am Haitian. I was born and, for the most part, raised there until I was 10. So we each created a model of these assignments, and that's what I focused on, about how I am a story beyond Haiti being poor.
It turns out there's a powerful antidote to the danger of the single story. Write your own story in all its complexity. Woodley Pierre-Louis has her students write poems and essays about their internal identity and their external identity. Noor El-Qadda wrote a poem called Beyond the Makeup and Hijab. She says it really helped her.
I actually liked learning about this because I don't like the labels society puts on us, and I don't want to be like someone like that. And so this experience actually, it helped me to be more confident in who I am. I guess writing it down, it helped me know who I was.
Tanzeed Saqib moved here from Bangladesh 4 years ago. His poem begins, "Just because I'm Bengali doesn't mean I'm good at math." He too is grateful for these discussions.
I'm more myself now. Like, I don't want to be anyone else. I'm Tanzeed and I'm Tanzeed. I don't want to be like some other kid on the block. I'm proud of myself, where I'm from, and how I am.
Nilisha Leonce, another Haitian-American student, wrote a poem called "Who's That Girl?" She says you never know who someone is until you bother to find out.
It's like weird because you don't know what the person actually is. Unless they actually like are repping the country, you won't know. Like, I thought that he was Indian. I thought that Christelle was like Ethiopian. And I thought Gilly was just white, so it was just like, you won't know until you actually like get to know the person.
Single stories may be dangerous, but multiple stories, told early and often, seem to have the opposite effect. For The World, I'm Jeb Sharp, Cambridge, Massachusetts.